Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us, as she is each Wednesday, is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
Well, today we're looking at the issue of vacant homes, and certainly around our region, cities have been fraught with what to do with some of these vacant buildings and blighted buildings. And we see that there's a Bloomberg Philanthropies grant that has been selected for Albany, Schenectady, and Troy to deal with some of this.
Yeah, they're going to use that $1 million grant to light up vacant homes. The three cities are going to work with Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute's Lighting Research Center for this project, which is called Breathing Lights. The plan is to use $1 million to illuminate about 300 vacant homes in the cities over 2 months in the fall of 2016. Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy said the goal is to market neighborhoods and spur development. The project is one of four nationwide to receive funding as part of the Bloomberg Philanthropies Public Art Challenge. McCarthy said people tend to look at these blighted properties as problems. As he told our reporter Haley Vaccaro yesterday, many just need people with some vision and creativity to go in and do some rehab. This is a public art initiative, and it will light up the street-facing windows of hundreds of vacant homes in poor neighborhoods. In Schenectady, that means the project will focus on the Hamilton Hill and Mount Pleasant neighborhoods. Windows will be illuminated using battery-powered LED strip lights and adhesive fabric. Artist Adam Freeland, a professor at the University of Albany, architect Barbara Nelson, a graduate of RPI, and project manager Judy Gilmore, a lecturer at Skidmore College, are leading the project. The local project competed with 230 others submitted to the foundation. The funding won't cover 100% of the cost. A consortium of supporters has raised $500,000 in matching funds to support the project, according to the Community Foundation for the Greater Capital Region. There's a website if you want to know more about the project. It's simply called breathinglights.com.
Interesting project, and I'm sure we'll be following up as it continues. We've been speaking with Judy Patrick. She is the editor of the Daily Gazette. For more on these stories, you can go to dailygazette.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, as always, thanks.
Thanks, David.